Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So, we have talked a lot on this program about inflation, of course. We all talk about inflation because it hits each and every one of us. Interest rates, similarly. And you know, my definition of inflation has been it's on the day that you go to the gas station and the grocery store in the same morning and you cannot afford to fill up at either. Well, that's becoming an increasing reality. Even though the price of gas has gone down, the price of food continues to skyrocket. And as our guest told us last weekend, the inflation rate on food has outpaced the general inflation rate for 13 consecutive months. Now, does this mean corporate greedflation at the grocery stores of Canada? Is it time for grocery chains to freeze prices of certain food staples, as is being done by some European chains? 78% of Canadians told Angus Reid Polling they believe grocery stores are engaged in greedflation. We're joined by Professor Sylvain Charlebois, Director of the Agri-Foods Analytics Laboratory and Professor at Dalhousie University. He testified Wednesday at the House of Commons Agriculture Committee. Sylvain, thank you very much for joining us. Now, we talked last weekend some about the issue of greedflation. So what's the perspective that you bring, and what did you tell parliamentarians on the issue of food inflation?
Actually, Roy, I testified before the Standing Committee of Finance, not Agriculture, which is it's a little detail, but it's actually quite significant because they actually look at inflation from an economics perspective, obviously, and how food prices are impacting everyone. So it's not just ag; it's the economy, and they were interested in knowing more about, obviously, greedflation, if why our prices are going up, and if we were able to explain some of it. And my answer to them was, yes, we can explain some of the inflation, but not all. We do believe that there is some unreasonable hikes at the grocery store that we can't explain with some verticals, really, namely meat prices, I would say. So meat, bakery, even dairy, there's some question marks there. But overall, MPs were very much interested in knowing more about this and whether or not Canadians are right. Canadians have every right to be skeptical and critical because, you know, there's a track record of colluding in the industry with bread a few years ago, but we actually haven't seen we haven't found any evidence that grocers, particularly grocers, are abusing.
Yeah, and grocers are saying, the large chains are saying, it's just not happening. People who are accusing them of doing that are not aware of the realities and the dynamics of the situation of the industry. But when you get, and you know this, when you get 78% of Canadians agreeing on anything, even though today is Saturday, that is really quite something, because you cannot get Canadians to agree on anything in those numbers generally. When you have the dynamic right across the country, Sylvain, That speaks to a common denominator issue here.
And I'm concerned for the grocery business, to be honest, their image. I mean, there's not a day that goes by when grocers are completely destroyed on social media. Everyone is criticizing them. And I've suggested to both the Retail Council of Canada and the Canadian Independent Grocers of Canada, the Federation representing independent grocers, I've been telling them, you got to do something. What is your strategy here? And the one thing that we have proposed very openly was to voluntarily freeze some prices for a period of time to just give a chance for consumers to breathe a little bit. And in fact, Canada is the only G7 country right now without one grocer doing that. We're seeing it all over the world. It's been happening for at least 6 months now, giving a break to consumers. And we're not talking about regulating prices. It's just it's more of a PR strategy, I guess, to show empathy towards the public. But right now, what I'm seeing is an industry resisting to any sort of proposal that would show any empathy at all, which is a bit disappointing, to be honest, Roy. I think grocers need a strategy, because right now, most people think they're evil. They're not. But at the same time, they are interacting with struggling consumers as well.
And, you know, the image that you establish today is the image that you carry around with you tomorrow. So during difficult times, if you step up and you do what some of the other grocery chains are doing, as you say, in other G7 countries, and you say, look, we have these staples, and on these two or three staple foods, we're going to lower or at least freeze the price for a couple of months to give you an opportunity to just get caught up. I think that sort of move, and you just said that, I'm just rephrasing it, that sort of move can go a long way to establishing a positive relationship between the grocery store and the consumer.
My understanding, while interacting with both the Retail Council and the Canadian Federation of Independent Grocers, is that if they actually freeze prices, they'll admit guilt, which I don't agree with. I don't think that if you show empathy, you're immediately admitting guilt that you were colluding, that you were increasing prices.
I don't think so either. No.
Exactly. And so that, I think that's why they're hesitating and they're pushing back on the idea.
So what's your sense? Just remind us, please, what happened with the bread 4 years ago?
So the bread price fixing scheme was announced, I guess, back on December 20th. 2017, that was 5 years ago, when Galen Weston stood in front of cameras, apologizing to the public, admitting that both Loblaws and Weston Bakeries, which was owned by Loblaws as well at the time, they admitted of colluding for 14 years, basically with other grocers. Now, there was an investigation going on led by the Competition Bureau. They've actually looked into Metro and Sobeys and Walmart and Costco, but other retailers. Giant Tiger was also included because Loblaws at the time, 5 years ago, disclosed that everyone was in on this. But since then, Roy, everyone has denied it. So there's been an investigation and nobody has went to jail. Nobody's been fined yet. And so if consumers out there are skeptical and they think there's greedflation going on, they have every right to believe that, because we haven't really seen any penalties. All we did get a $25 gift card. I hope you did get your gift card, Rory. Did you?
No.
You didn't? Oh, my goodness. You should. I think I'm not sure you can still apply, but basically they gave $25
right now
to all Canadians.
I'm applying right now.
You are? There you go.
While I'm on the air with you.
There you go. Let's go shop at Loblaws together and see what happens.
Okay. No, but it's true. Look, you can, what you do today is going to be with you tomorrow. And people remember when somebody steps forward and does something positive for them during difficult times. It's the way we are. It's human nature. We want to say thank you. We also want to remember when it's not done. And I think the grocers have an opportunity here, as you clearly say. And when 78% of the people in this country believe that greedflation is taking place, that's not something you can just push into the corner and try to ignore it. Not smart to do that. Not smart.
The one advice I would give to grocers right now, since we're a week away from Thanksgiving, I would voluntarily freeze prices on turkey, cranberry sauce, potatoes, and pumpkin pie.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.